Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business. So should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer of the Denver Broncos. Here's the drive.
Dick Butkus and Gale Sayers became legends here. But if there's one bear who best represents the city of broad shoulders, it's the coach, Iron Mike Ditka.
Now, be honest. If the Bears had given Rex Grossman the day off in that Super Bowl and had Ditka play quarterback, how badly would the Colts have lost?
Well, Coach Ditka, you got to remember, was in his late 60s at the time. So I see that as a close one. Bears 96, My Little Pony's 10.
That seems wrong to me.
Horses are no match for the Bears.
Bears.
We are joined by Coach Mike Ditka. Coach, thank you so much for being on with us. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
When you hear that skit that was very famous on Saturday Night Live and was brought up again by Peyton Manning recently on ESPN, what do you think of it, and does it make you smile a little bit?
Well, the guys had a lot of fun. There's no question about it. And they got a lot of mileage out of that. Those guys were good guys. I got to know them, and they were fun guys. You know, Chicago, gets kind of boisterous, and they kind of made that special.
How involved are you with the Bears organization these days?
I'm really not. I'm a big fan, of course. I'll always be a Bears fan. I mean, I was drafted and signed by George Halas twice, once to be a player, once to be a coach. And I love the Bears. I love everything about it. But, you know, I'm way beyond that now. I'm an old man, and they got a good organization. They got a good coach. They got a hell of a young quarterback. So, I mean, a lot of things that they're doing right now are pretty good now. They've got to learn to score points, that's for sure. You can't win in the NFL if you can't score points, you know. And if you think you're going to score 10 points and win a lot of games, you're crazy.
Well, that seems to be an issue in the NFL as we look at this Broncos and Bears game, Coach, that both teams seem to be having a problem scoring points. What would you do to adjust that?
Well, I don't know. I'm not knocking it. I mean, I understand defense, and you prime your team to play great defense, but I think the consistency is no longer there. And so when everybody says, well, we're going to try to score a lot of points, you come out and you throw the ball, well, that's not necessarily the right thing to do. But you're going to have to throw it. There's no question about it. But if you can establish a good running game in the NFL, your play-action passes will get you all you want. So, I think you got to run the ball, and then you got to go play action. And you got to get in a passing situation. You just pass the ball, that's all. And it'll be a good way to do that.
Do you like the Bears' style of offense? They're in shotgun 99% of the time. They run a lot of RPO. It's almost a college style of offense. Do you like that style?
Well, I don't particularly. I don't dislike it because I was in Dallas when we put the shotgun in. The Cowboys were the first ones to put it in, really, and with Coach Landry. And it's a great offense. And when you had a quarterback like Stroud back, it worked great for him. The guy's got to be mobile. He's got to be able to run the ball. But again, why we put it in, I think the quarterback has a much better view of the defense. You know, he doesn't have to take the snap from under center and drop back. He's already back there, so he can pre-read the defense. And then when the ball is snapped, you can tell pretty much about what defense they're playing. And then, wrap accordingly and try to get the ball to the guy they're supposed to get it to.
Coach Ditka, you were a tight end before your time because you were a great pass catcher as well as a blocker. What did you like doing better? What did you take more pride in?
Well, I played, I had great running backs playing behind me. You guys won't remember Willie Gallimore, but he was fantastic. And, of course, Gale Sayers. And, they were two of the best all time, in my opinion, in the NFL. And George Halas, he's no dummy. We ran the ball. We ran the ball. We used play action passing. So, I was a tight end, and I caught a lot of passes because I had a quarterback named Bill Wade, God bless him, that he loved to throw the football to me. And, it's a little easier. People wanted to play that, too deep defense and that, bump up, come up and bump the outside receiver. So, you know, I was sometimes covered by a linebacker, and if I can't get away from a linebacker, I shouldn't be playing.
Coach Dick, I've always had a question that I hope you can just indulge me on this a tad. Do you have any regrets that you didn't get Walter Payton a touchdown in Super Bowl, in that Super Bowl? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, every day of my life.
Oh.
I didn't think about it. You know, I really didn't think about it. And the play that we ran with the fridge is a play we ran all year. I mean, it wasn't like I just ran the play. I mean, it was a play we ran all year. And when he was moving, it was pretty hard to stop. But I never thought about it. And, of course, if I had it to do over again, I would have thought about it and done it the right way and make sure Walter got his touchdown. Walter Payton was the greatest football player I've ever seen. Now, that's me that I've ever seen. I mean, there were a lot of good ones. But people don't realize what a great receiver he was, what a great blocker he was. I mean, he blocked for Matt Sui like Matt Sui blocked for him. So, I mean, he was pretty special.
All right, Coach. Do you have a pick, Broncos or the Bears? Should I ask you who you're picking this
week? Well, the Bears, you know what they are. They got a good defense, guys, and they can run the football. I like Mitch, but they got to score points. You cannot score 10 points in the NFL and think you're going to win every game. You're just not going to do it. You're going to lose most of them. So they got to score points, and I don't know that much about the Broncos' offense right now, but that's the key. You've got to take pressure off your defense by putting some points on the board. If you're sitting there looking at the game and you only got 3 points or 7 points going into the third quarter, you're going to have a problem. I don't care how good your defense is.
Is it a problem for the Bears' offense when Vic Fangio was basically the defensive coordinator and knows them pretty well throughout all those training camps he was there?
It was a great coach. There's no question about it. But I don't think it's that. I mean, the plays are the same plays they ran with Vic. They're running them now. And Nagy is a great coach. I mean, you got to execute. And to me, I believe everything can drop the running game. A lot of people don't believe that now. But that's what I believe. I mean, it can drop the running game because you can use your play action passing. You can get your tight end involved. But people do what they want to do. The Bears are, believe me, they're formidable. They are. They just got to figure out how to score points.
Coach, when a young person comes up and screams Ditka at you, are you okay with it, or would you like to punch him in the face?
Oh, no, I'm okay with it. They could yell anything. They could call me anything they want to. I have no ego about it anymore. That was a long time ago, and I was blessed to be able to play the way I did. I ended up playing for George Halas, and then they traded me away to Philadelphia, which was my 2 years in hell. Then I went to heaven in Dallas and under Coach Landry. And then when I was done playing, he hired me to coach the tight ends and special teams. And then the best thing that ever happened to me, it was so I had Coach Halas and Coach Landry in my life, and they both impacted my life really more than anybody else except my father.
Well, I guess I should ask you, how often do people just come up and yell Ditka at you? Does it happen all the time?
Well, no, I have some restaurants, and when I'm in there, people are pretty nice about
it,
really.
Okay.
And, I'm sure that a lot of it, you got to understand, everybody's not going to like you. And I probably have my share who don't like me, but that's life. I can't change it. It is what it is.
Well, man, Coach, thank you so much for joining us, and we really appreciate it. And great catching up. Thank you, Coach Ditka.
All right, let's have a good game.
Okay. All right. It happened. Richie, how do you feel? You got
redemption.
You got to feel all right.
High five, huh? Richie.
It is pretty redeeming considering that you've been playing phone tag. For a week now. It was pretty good.
And for 20, he was supposed to be on 24 hours ago.
Yeah, and it was always just like, just missed it, or like, just too late. But we got it.
I thought that was great.
Halas and Landry were his coaches.
He spans so much of NFL history, it's crazy. By the way, we have to get to Richie. We've avoided it so far, but we'll get there with what's going on with Richie today. We got to take another picture. This guy's wardrobe, I'm telling you. Also, we have Match Game, which should be fun. There you go. Nice job. It's a Football Friday right here on The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.